Okay, welcome everybody to the meditation class. I don't know if any of you are here for the first time or for the beginner's class. If you're here for the beginner's class, it's actually next door. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about metta meditation, about loving kindness meditation. And just a few days ago I was giving a meditation instruction somewhere else, and I was talking about metta meditation. And after the after I spoke about metta meditation, somebody said, "Can we do metta meditation all the time? Can we actually do this? Is this like a fair income method of meditation, or do metta meditation?" Of course, it is a fair income. Of course, we can do metta meditation all the time. And what this woman said, she said that she thought that the breath meditation is you know, the real thing. This is what we have to do all the time. We have to do breath meditation. And if we don't do breath meditation, then we're not sort of on the right track, so to speak. And she had been meditating for about 20 years. So I was a bit surprised when I heard that. I realized that maybe this is a common misconception, because maybe somebody like Ajahn Brahm teaches the breath meditation or not. Obviously, because he's very skilled with that sort of meditation subject himself. But the important thing in meditation is always to check out your own mind, know your own mind, know what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And you have to be honest and you have to be humble about it. And only then can you really know what you should be doing for yourself, whether you should be practicing Anapanasati, the breath meditation, or whether you should be doing something else. Even though it is Anapanasati, the breath meditation, is the sort of quintessential Buddhist meditation, because the Buddha used it, and many of his disciples obviously used it to great success. We have to ask ourselves whether it really works for us. And if it doesn't, if you find that, generally speaking, you find this meditation very hard and very difficult, you have to ask yourself, why do I find it hard? And sometimes you may not even be able to come up with an answer to that question. It may not just work. And then you really, if it sort of generally speaking, 90% of the time or even more, it doesn't work, then you have maybe to try some other technique. And one meditation subject that I think is very useful in this sort of situation is precisely metta meditation. Practice metta instead. And the reason is simply that many of the things which obstruct meditation on the breath is the lack of clarity in the mind, the lack of brightness in the mind. There may be a residue maybe of annoyance or irritation there. There may be a residue of sloth and torpor, or even a residue of sensuality. And if by doing metta, by doing loving kindness, you can raise some joy and you can raise like some positiveness in the mind, then you can get rid of all those negative states. You can brighten the mind up. And even things like sensuality will tend to disappear, simply because now you're finding your happiness in a different place. You don't need those sensual thoughts anymore. So always be very careful to always contemplate what works and what doesn't work. If we neglect that, we can actually waste so much time on this path of meditation. Always have to be honest with ourselves to actually see what is working for us. Just maybe to briefly review metta meditation, how to go about it, because it is obviously such an important technique. And starting off with metta meditation, always choose an object that you can get some goodwill towards. You can find some happiness, some good feeling towards. And I personally like, often when I sit in my monastery, I can do it towards, for example, my fellow monks, because even though they're not perfect human beings, neither am I for that matter, at least there's a group of people who are trying very hard and have very good intentions. So because of that, because I can see the positive intentions there, and the people are really trying, I find it relatively easy to bring up good thoughts and positive thoughts towards my fellow monks. And it's the same thing when I come here to the Buddhist Society. I see people who are very sincere in their practice. And then it's quite easy to direct the attention to those people who are sincere about a spiritual life, who want to do something good with their lives, it's not that hard to bring up a sense of goodwill towards these people. So this is what you can try. Try the people around you in the Buddhist society here. Try to spread some metta to them, and that might actually be a good starting point. Or it may be that you have your own preferred object of metta, which works for you, tends to work for you. It doesn't matter what it is, of course, as long as you can get that thing going, get it started. And then, when you have get it started, then of course, that's the whole trick with metta meditation, to get it started. Because then, you can start spreading it outwards and outwards and outwards. Taking in even the most difficult objects. Once it gets going, then it becomes easier and easier to take in all kinds of objects. Sometimes the question arises with metta meditation, should one start with oneself? Or should one put oneself in the last in metta meditation? And again, this will depend on your mind, your propensity, how you work. Some people find it easier to have metta towards themselves, not that difficult. And if you find that, then you can start off with yourself and wish yourself well, and then spread it outwards from there to other beings. Or, in many cases, people find it difficult to have metta towards themselves. In those cases, you should maybe try yourself last in your meditation and put yourself on the fire of the metta, be one of the last objects you try to put on that metta fire. So again, you have to experiment and see what works for you. But don't forget yourself. Always bring yourself also into the metta meditation. I always find this is beautiful, and this is important that we don't exclude anybody, and that also includes ourselves. Sometimes people can find metta meditation altogether difficult, and if you do, you may try something else. And one thing that I know some people apparently have success with is to do compassion meditation instead. Because compassion is a slightly different way of looking at this idea of metta and goodwill towards other people. With metta, we're looking at the good qualities in other people. With compassion, we are looking at the suffering in other people. And we look at the suffering, and then a sense of empathy, a sense of compassion arises when we are able to see that there is so much suffering out there, so many problems, so many things that could be much better. And then we can wish those people well. And we know that so many of the problems that they have in their lives, so much maybe of the anger and hurt, all that is due to circumstances which they cannot really control. Then we can allow compassion to arise. So if metta doesn't work, try compassion. Try if you can see the hurt and the suffering in other beings and allow the empathy and compassion to arise in you from that. That's an alternative approach to this metta practice. Okay, I don't know if I want to really say anything more. Maybe we can just do some meditation practice, and maybe we could have some questions and things afterwards if there's anything you want to talk about. Okay. Anybody have any questions or comments about meditation here? What do you want to say here? No? Okay, let's pay homage to the Triple Jhana.